What work have you done up at the legislature to draw attention to this issue?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, over the last 9 months, we've pulled together a really good board of directors. We have volunteers. We've raised money. We've done about 40 or 50 community outreach events, all leading up to finding two wonderful sponsors for our legislation. So Representative Mo Maestas, who lives in the Albuquerque area, and Representative Stephanie Garcia Richard, who lives in Los Alamos, are the sponsors of what's called House Joint Resolution 12, which is a constitutional amendment which restates what the New Mexico Constitution already says, and that is that no qualified elector shall be prohibited from voting in any public election. And it already has made it through one committee. The very first committee it was referred to is called House Government, Voters, and Indian Affairs, and it passed on a 5-3 vote.
Is there one political party over the other that is against this plan?
You know, we see this plan as truly nonpartisan. We see that 25 states have open primaries. We see that in those 25 states, both parties are strong. It has not diminished the parties. But for some reason, the Republican Party formally has issued a formal statement saying that they oppose our legislation. The Democrats have not issued any statement, and the Democratic Party seems to be more neutral. But really, I would say to the Republicans, if you believe as you do in a free market economy and free exchange of ideas and First Amendment rights, then believe that your ideology in the marketplace of ideas will win out. So let everybody vote in the Republican primary, and you'll broaden your tent, you'll broaden your appeal, you'll get more participation. And what better way for somebody to say they want to affiliate with a party than to vote for their candidate? So it's not surprising that parties are opposing it, but it's a little surprising that it's as partisan as it seems to be.